Welcome to today's episode of the Fit to Lead podcast, and I have a solo episode for you. Aren't you lucky? So today I want to talk about pickleball, and I know that is all the rage. It's all you hear about. It's like the most popular sport in the nation, and so back in last year, I was like, oh, I'm going to try pickleball. So over the holiday break, I finally decided to try it. There's a facility, an indoor facility that opened by me. I am based in New Jersey, so yes, it's very chilly. I am not outside playing pickleball. But they offer all different kinds of clinics. So they have beginners and intermediate and guided play. And then they have open, you could reserve courts and just play with people. So I know pickleball has a lot of rules. So as a golfer, I like to kind of get the 101 lessons out of the way so that I don't look like a complete fool not knowing all the rules. So with that, I took a pickleball 101 clinic in December, right around the holiday break. And it was really fun. The facility is amazing. The coaches are awesome. It's a bunch of people I don't know. So if I make a fool out of myself, I don't really care because I don't know anyone. It's all people like my age and younger. It's, you know, it's a mix. It's men, women, moms, dads, young people. It makes me feel old when I say that, but like people in their 20s and 30s. Anywho, it runs the gamut. So it's just a nice mix of people. Everyone is super friendly. We're all on the same level. So I had the 101 click and I was like, this is amazing. And the coach, I keep going back to the same coach because I think he's just phenomenal. Very patient. You know, critiques you, says your name constantly, keeps you engaged, teaches things in a way that you can remember them and understand why you're learning certain things. So, you know, like the moons are aligning, everything is amazing. So I graduate from the 101 clinic and I am now in advanced beginners in guided play. And I go every week. It's an hour and a half, and it is just so amazingly fun. I feel like I lost my zeal for doing things that are just fun. I feel like I've always done things to so that there was an end, right? I trained for a marathon so I could complete, you know, run over the finish line. I competed in bodybuilding, so I wanted the medal. Pickleball is just playing to play. So this is totally new territory for me, and I'm really loving it. So cue New Year's, January was a hot, stinky mess for my family and I. And if you're close to me, you know all the reasons why. Every major, major tragedy that you can have happened over the month. So it was a really, really tough month. And what saved me? I kept going to pickleball through it all, through the laughter, through the tears, through the anger, through the frustration. I had pickleball. And let me tell you, I'm the first one to say, yeah, I didn't think that would be so helpful. But again, I think not knowing anyone, no one knew what I was going through. No one knew to ask anything or, you know, knew me from Adam. Keeping my mind and my body in constant motion, there's really no time to think and dwell and try to work out, you know, the why or who or how of anything going on. So I say all this to say it was the most incredible form of therapy I could have experienced, asked for, you know, it was kind of presented to me before all this happened. And I was just kind of just going with the flow. Right. And you're gonna laugh, after nearly 6 weeks, I'm still happily in the advanced beginners guided play clinic with the same coach. I go to the same exact coach, and once in a while it's the same people, and it's freaking awesome and it is fun. And I've actually made the commitment and bought my own pickleball paddle and sneakers. And it's just, I have a newfound appreciation for what is, seems like an uber trendy sport right now. But that's my, how pickleball saved the day. And I would love to hear from you what you have found to be an unexpected form of therapy, because I feel like I have my go-tos, right? My yoga, my meditation, my journaling, my breath work, all those things. But it is interesting how something new like this can bring kind of joy, peace, and calm to you at your toughest times. So that is it. That is my episode for today. And like I said, I would love, you know, message me, ping me, comment, all the things, and let me know what's worked for you that you were kind of surprised by. I would love to share with you a brand new newsletter that I started a few months ago. It is called the Grateful Soul Newsletter. And this is a weekly newsletter that comes out and shares a variety of different activities, events, classes, conferences, all related to spirituality, yoga, sound healing, all the incredible things going on in the community that will help heal your soul, keep you healthy, and hopefully create a community of folks that are all on the path to the same place, right? It's really about tuning into your intuition, healing yourself, and enjoying spending time with a group of like-minded people that are focused on the same things. So the Grateful Soul Newsletter, highly recommend. Sign up for it. It comes out every week. You could unsubscribe if it's not your thing, but I think you will really enjoy seeing all the different local events that are happening.